Welcome to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is a camp day.
It is. It's almost summer.
It is almost summer.
Which is crazy.
Are you looking for something fun to do that's meaningful this summer?
I am.
Of course you are. You're going to be here, FYI.
Oh, okay.
I
want to go ride my bike.
You're not a candidate for the option we're offering today. Yes, I know you want to go ride your bike. We already know it. You want to go ride your bike with the folks at Camp Lakeview.
Yes.
For their bike week.
That would be amazing. I hope they're listening to us.
Speaking of camp, do you want to be on summer camp staff? It is outstanding. Were you ever on summer camp staff anywhere?
I was never on summer camp staff. I know. I missed out on a big part of my childhood,
Look at
apparently.
That gaping hole in your... No, I'm just kidding. I had the privilege of...
I could. She'd let me.
Was that like a summer sabbatical?
Yeah.
Sarah goes to camp?
That would be amazing. Let's do that.
That'd be a fun series. Sarah goes to camp. Awesome idea. I did have the privilege of serving on summer camp. It was summer camp staff. It was really awesome, really fun. I used the word awesome. I never used that word.
Yeah. You know how great it was if Andy saying it was awesome.
Here to tell her camp story, Jennifer Vayu. She served at Camp Omega in Waterville, Minnesota, talking about her experience as summer camp staff. Jennifer, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a privilege to talk with a fellow camp staffer. When did you first learn about being on camp staff? When did the idea first come into your mind? Was it like you just woke up one day and you were at camp, or someone planted the idea in your mind?
No, it actually was the internet, really. I served as a camp counselor at Camp Omega in summers 2007, 8, and 9. So it's actually almost been 10 years since I've been on camp staff, which is really hard to believe. But I was living in North Carolina at the time, just about to finish my undergraduate degree, and I was teaching swimming lessons and just really loved being around kids and got a lot of pleasure out of it. But summer was coming and graduation was coming and just thought, I need to do something different. And I went online and just started researching, and the Ann Loma website popped up, the National League Outdoors Ministry Association. And I thought it was amazing that I could have my application seen by 30 camps across the country. And you pick your regions and your areas and your camp preferences. And Omega was one of my preferences. I had never been to Minnesota, had no family in Minnesota. And then 2 weeks after I graduated from college, I found myself road tripping up to the Star of the North. So that's how I came here.
Were you concerned about the language difference?
I was misinformed that Minnesotans, I was misinformed that they call water fountains bubblers, but apparently that's a Wisconsin thing, and Minnesota and Wisconsin do not play nice with each other.
Ruh-roh.
And then you throw Michigan in the mix, and it's even more confusing.
Kinds of crazy. It's true.
That's true. We don't really talk about Michigan over here, though. It's kind of a little bit far away for us.
I love Michigan. Did you have any experiences with camping prior to being on staff at one?
Very limited. Like kind of a weekend church camp here or there when I was in high school, but nothing that was remotely like summer camp.
Sure.
Where you have the immersive experience of, you know, you were living and breathing camp 24/7.
Sure.
It was different. It was different. I mean, I had no idea what to expect, so I can't say it was different than what I expected, because I really was just flying blind.
What were those first experiences that you had when you first started as a camp staffer? Was it like totally crazy, or was it kind of chill? Or
critters in, you know, cabins and things like that?
Oh, yes. It was great because we had a 2-week staff training period, and, you know, kind of after that initial, like, oh my goodness, what am I doing here moment, you realize that you're just surrounded by so many great people who just really love Jesus and love kids and wanted to do that for the whole summer. And once you kind of realize that and realize your place in it, then it just really, like, the world opened up. You know, you had so much freedom to do whatever you wanted to do with your kids, and you realize, like, so quickly that you were impacting their life through the Bible study, through the skit, through the silly songs, through the critters in the cabin at 3 a.m. You're making these memories with these kids, and you know, I it's hard to think about them, the ones I had in 2007, being 10 years older now. But it never left me at all.
When you joined that team at Camp Omega for the summer, who do you think influenced you the most in your formation of becoming a summer camp counselor, summer camp staffer? Who do you think influenced you the most?
It absolutely was our program director at the time, Kevin Gentz. We called him KG, and he had that right balance of kind of discipline and also fun. And I heard it described as KG, and it was so true, that he didn't hire good camp counselors. He hired good people who had the potential to be great camp counselors. Because very few of the staff in 2007 had kind of been on staff before or been familiar with like serving at a camp for an entire summer. But he saw something in us that I think we didn't even see in ourselves at the time. And many of us returned for a second and a third summer after that. And I definitely think it was because of Kevin and his investment in us.
What kind of bonding were you able to do with your other camp staffers during that time?
Oh, goodness. we had lots of midnight trips to Walmart. That was kind of, it sounds so silly when you're an adult and you're now like professional or whatever, but Walmart was freedom for us. We got to like leave camp and go to Walmart and get lots of snacks and things we didn't need. We had lots of time out on the lake. Minnesota has incredible lakes, and we were fortunate to be on Lake Horseshoe. So, plenty of time out on the pontoon boat or in the kayaks or the canoes, and even just sitting under the stars, we could have a great view, of the stars and the moon from the basketball court or from the dock. And it's just, you know, something about being at camp just really loosens something inside of you, and you find yourself just absolutely bearing your soul and your deepest hopes and dreams and desires to these staffers that you're working with.
How did your summers at camp shape, you know, becoming an adult and hashtag adulting? How did that influence, though, that freedom of being able to find yourself like that? How did that influence you as you came into adulthood?
It absolutely changed the trajectory of my life, for sure. I graduated my undergrad before I served my first summer at camp, and then went back and did grad school, but I actually ended up living in Minnesota. So I live and work here now and still remain connected to the camp. I serve on Camp Omega's board of directors right now. And we're doing a capital campaign to raise money for a retreat center that we're building. And, you know, I still get to be involved in camp in ways that I never imagined I would be able to be involved in 2007. I still make it back to camp pretty regularly, not only for board meetings, but just to go and sit by the lake and sit under the stars. And I have a lot of camp community who are still in the Twin Cities and still really involved in camp as well. So I wouldn't be where I am now, I think, if it wasn't for camp.
Do you still find that the arts and crafts supplies run out around midnight when you also have a craving for tacos?
Yeah, it tends to happen that way.
When you have to,
there is some backstory here that I don't know about.
Well, she mentioned making those trips to the store around midnight. It always coincided. I think we're out of arts and crafts supplies. Oh, I'm also hungry for tacos. Look, yes, there happens to be a place to get tacos right next to the store at midnight.
Let's get some yarn and let's get some snacks. I mean, yeah, it's perfect.
Exactly.
That sounds perfect.
And now, as an adult, going to the store at midnight does not sound fun.
It does not sound fun.
No, but you can do it. Because I know you could do it.
And that's also, right.
You get really good with not having to shower every day or every week. And believe it or not, that still comes in handy.
And in that environment, you learn a lot, not only about yourself, but also others and how you interact with different personality types, you think?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're taking care of kids, I mean, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's what they are paying you for, is that you're keeping kids safe and you're helping to shape and mold them, hopefully. But yeah, if you are someone who is kind of more introverted and enjoys like a laid back pace, and your co-counselor is someone who's, you know, up at 5 a.m. blowing the trumpet and getting the kids riled up before it's even breakfast time, you know, like there are definitely some differences that you have there. But you know that at the end of the day, the person that you're working with has that same objective in mind. You know, they want to love on the kids and they want to help the kids, and they are open to being transformed themselves. And so as long as you kind of keep that, you know, that mindset, even on the hardest days and the roughest days, then you know it's going to be okay. And you also know that Friday is going to roll around, and then you might not have to work with that person again, which will be fine too, because then your next co-counselor might be someone more your speed, or might be someone, you know, who's going to push you to your limits too. So it really works out.
Right. You are pushed to your limit when you are probably your most tired. The next time that happens in life is probably either a really tough job or when children come along, when you have that lack of sleep. But you learn to press on when you're really tired. And I had critters in the cabin at 3 a.m. and learn how to work as a team under those circumstances as well. When we're almost out of time. Real quickly, just about 30 seconds. Where did you, in that environment, in that camp setting, where did you have opportunities to teach or speak about Jesus the Savior with the children or with fellow staffers?
It really was kind of all the time, honestly. You could find any moment that was, you could bring God into it. And we had our formal teaching times of Bible study and campfire messages and, you know, devotions at night. But really something as magnificent as the night sky or the way a tree was growing where a tree shouldn't be able to grow, or, you know, those moments of awe and wonder that you realize are so much bigger than yourself. And you're experiencing that with other people, and you might not even need words for it. But it's almost like sacred ground when you go on to camp, because you just realize that God is everywhere.
To the young person who's trying to figure out what they want to do this summer, maybe thinking about camp, what is your words of wisdom to that person, you know, who might have been in the same circumstances as you? They're in college or starting grad school, not really sure, but they want to do something different this summer.
Absolutely. Take a chance and do it. If you go in and you know you want to serve, you know you love Jesus, you know you love kids, it's a place for you. And you will be challenged and you will grow, but I guarantee you won't regret it at the end of the summer. It'll be hard for you to leave. And you won't, it might not seem that way when you get there, but my goodness, those weeks really, really show you something about yourself.
Jennifer Vayu, Camp Omega Summer Staff Alumni. Camp Omega is in Waterville, Minnesota, part of the National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association. NLOMA.org is the place you can find an application for summer staff for summer 2018. You can still get an application for this summer to be considered for a camp across the country. Camp Omega is just one of many camps that are part of that association. Jennifer, thanks so much for being a part of the Coffee Hour today and sharing your camp story.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.